Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. Got a big show for you this week. My first guest, my buddy Ice-T, will be joining us. Bob Eubanks, remember him from the Newlywed Game? Also a huge concert promoter. We'll be chatting with him. Scooter Brown of the Scooter Brown Band. Dave just recently was honored at the Rocky Mountain Country Music Awards. Actor David McCallum will be on the program. You saw him on the Budweiser commercials for Super Bowl Sunday. Kenny G will be here. 60s singing star Frankie Avalon, actor Hal Linden, and Captain Ron Nielsen has a book out about the fear of flying. He'll be talking about that on the show. And that's all coming up this week. We're going to pause only momentarily, but when we return, my first guest this first hour will be Ice-T.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof, my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Our next guest has been with us in the past. I tell you something, I really enjoy this guy's work. Got a brand new book out called Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Joining us right now is Ice-T. Ice, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
I meant what I said in the introduction. I am a huge fan of yours. Your work on Law & Order episodes, SVU, as Detective Finn. I mean, you just do an all-around great job. The last time you and I talked, your wife was with you, Coco.
Yeah, she's doing something. You know, Coco's staying busy. You know, we're very fortunate.
Well, that's cool. Now, let's talk about this book, Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Ice, and I mean this sincerely, okay? In a day and age, and we were just talking about it, where there's not a lot of mentors out there, you know, a lot of heroes, you turn around and become a hero because you turned your life around from really the lowest point to, you know, look at you now. I mean, this is a story of success in America.
Well, you know, the first part of the book, thank you. I mean, the first part of the book, a lot of people didn't like because they said I was glamorizing the lifestyle, but I was like, that's how it was. And I think for me to show you how deep I was in crime lets you know there was a change. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they say, oh, you know, I was this, I was that. And it really wasn't true. I mean, I was really making a full-time income breaking the law. And I didn't have any plans on being over here. In my farthest dreams that I ever think I would be on television playing a cop. Are you serious?
Yeah, right after that song, right?
Yeah. Well, the song even came long after I had gotten out of the game, you know? But, you know, the music kind of came along and I started to write about the life and the music and then all of a sudden the door opened up for me to be in a movie, New Jack City, and I had to play a cop in that one.
Yeah. I guess being close to the police on the other side gives you a good perspective of how they act.
Oh, absolutely. I've had a lot of nights with them and interrogations. I know how to act like a cop. That's not a problem. I've learned firsthand.
See, what I like about this, there's no ice coating, not to use a cliche, but you talk warts and all, man. Uncensored, not afraid. I mean, you just let it go.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's not where you start, it's where you end up. And I mean, my apologies go out, you know, to the early part of my life. That's what I thought. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. But as long as I'm not doing it anymore, well, let's, you know, I think American people out there, they accept that, you know, because everybody's got some dirt. If you go back in everybody's past, there's some dirt they did, you know. I'm just being honest about it.
You know, this should be, and I say this sincerely, this should be a movie, because this will get kids to go to a movie and watch how you turned it around. I mean, and you had a situation that, you know, a lot of people have, but they handle it differently. You lost your parents to heart attacks as a child, so you were kind of out there roaming around on your own with not a lot of guidance.
Absolutely no guidance, but you got to figure it out. And no role models, you know. The role models for me were the drug dealers and the pimps and the players, so that's who I wanted to be, you know. I just had to figure it out, and fortunately I didn't die in the process. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, I think smart people, dumb people learn from experience. Smart people learn from others' experiences. So by me laying my experiences out there, maybe people can duck some of those potholes that I luckily didn't hit, and my friends hit. Almost most of my friends are dead.
Yeah.
from that lifestyle. So I've been very blessed. You know, I'm sticking with the good side now. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm not messing up.
But you know, when somebody talks to you about advice, experience, and you know, we've all gone through this. You know, your parents talk to you about it, the teachers talk to you, guidance counselors, all these people. You know, you just sometimes can't imagine that they've experienced the experience that they're trying to pass on to you. When you say it, it's realistic. It's real. I mean, you followed it. You've read about it. You've seen it. And now you see the transformation. I mean, it has an impact vis-a-vis somebody who just says, you know, this is some advice I want to give to you.
Well, that's why I say in the early part of the ICE book, I go in depth. I go into robberies. I go into times when I got robbed. I go into times in depth. So you know it's the truth. You know, if you brush over it, maybe, hey, the guy might be lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I go in, but, hey, you know, it's what it is. And, I mean, I'm as amazed with my life. It's funny. I read the book after we finished it, and I inspired myself. I'm like, damn, you did all that?
You're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you pulled it off. So, I mean, deep down inside, I never felt I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I was just somebody who was just trying to figure their way through life. You know, that's it.
Would somebody be shocked to find out that you did a 4-year stint in the United States Army?
Not anybody who's run into me on the street. You know, I did. I went 4 years, 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning, Schofield Barracks, humping. I shot 90mm recoilless rifle, tow, dragon, M60, assistant gunner. I did the whole stint. But the funny thing is, well, the sad thing is, I went in to get out of trouble. And then when I came out of the Army, I got right back in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, but now that's why I kind of got a feeling about what happened, because I know the guys that went in there, they were probably like JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command. Those are the heavy cats in the military. They went and handled their business.
You were so instrumental in creating and bringing to the forefront gangster rap 20 years ago. When you look at it today, are you looking at it like I look at rock and roll music from the 60s and 70s saying, well, you know, they don't make rock and roll like they used to? I mean, do you look at it today and say, this is really good, or they've screwed up my formula?
I just think music now, right now, is pop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's just pop. Everybody's singing whatever is going to be popular. I don't think that it's lacking a lot of the emotion. There's no Public Enemy. There's no KRS-One. There's no Rage Against the Machine. There's just, you know, everyone's singing what's pop. And I mean, pop music is great. Lady Gaga does that.
But mm-hmm.
Does everybody got to do that? You know, like, if you're not willing, it's kind of like, if you want to make everybody happy, then you're popular. You're singing what's popular. If you rock the boat, if you rock, then you're doing rock. That's how I define rock and roll. It has to rock the boat.
Yep. Yep.
And if you're not going to rock the boat, then you're doing pop music. And a lot of these people think, oh, I'm doing rap. I'm like hardcore. I'm like, no, you're doing pop.
Yeah.
You haven't said one thing that's rock.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you. I mean, you know, they even say sometimes to an extent Rihanna's doing some rap. I don't think. I think she's doing pop.
Well, no, you see, rapping is a vocal delivery.
Right.
Anybody can do that. Pink is doing rap. I mean, anyone can rap, but that's not hip-hop. That's not where, you know, I come from. It has to have soul. It has to try to move the crowd. It has to change the way people perceive things. It just can't be, I'm in the club, I got a drink in my hand, I'm partying. That's a rap delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody could do that.
Yeah,
you know,
but you're the pro. You're the best.
No, I'm going to say something that's going to mess up your day. I'm going to change the way you feel about things.
And Twitter. You are a Twitter. Congratulations. I can't figure the doggone thing out.
But, oh, no, I love Twitter. Yeah. I for those out there that are on Twitter, you go to Final Level, FinalLevel. I went on Twitter and somebody was already Ice-T. So I said, okay, you can have it. And it's fun for me because I get to talk to people. I get to post things up, my daily, whatever I'm doing during the day, pictures and stuff. And it's a great thing.
Another great thing is this book. I loved it early. Ice, a memoir of gangster life and redemption from South Central Hollywood. Stories about people like Quentin Tarantino, Tupac, Chris Rock, Flavor Flay, your job as Detective Finn. Yeah, I mean, you're the full package, Ice. You really are.
You know what it is? Bottom line is I think everybody wants to do everything. I think I watch Indy cars, and I'm like, I want to drive that.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm like, I want to ride one of them horses.
Sure.
I think we all, and I'm just somebody who tries it. When the opportunity opens itself, I go for it. You know, so I think I'm living everybody's life. I'm just trying to do everything.
You are doing it right, and I have the book in front of me. It's available in bookstores right now, and I love this picture of you on the front. It's fantastic. That is great. I mean, you look between a cross between a detective and a really nice guy and a tough guy. I mean, there's everything there. I mean, this picture is fantastic.
Thank you, boss.
The pictorial. A lot of times books will be in black and white. All the pictures here are color.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had a colorful life.
Yeah, you had a colorful life. You have you, Coco, and Snoop Dogg at the Comedy Central Rose for Flavor Flav. Boy, these are great pictures. They really are. It's a great
book. There's even a nude picture of me. Look at the first picture.
Oh, geez.
First page.
You had to do that, huh? Well, hopefully you've grown up since then.
Yeah, that's my baby picture, people. Don't freak out.
Yeah, hopefully you've matured since then. That's your parents, huh? Wow, what a nice couple.
Yeah, that's my parents.
Ice, congratulations with it, and I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back on our show, you're always welcome here. You're one of our favorite guests.
Hey, thank you, and I just want to say shout-out to all the people in the armed services that listen to this radio. You know I'm your brother. Y'all stay down. Be safe.
There is a side of Ice-T that you don't see very often. Cool guy, and one that you have to admire for everything that he's been through and what he's accomplished. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, that music needs no introduction. I mean, that is a television show that today, if you played it right back today, it would have all kinds of relevancy, and it's celebrating its 55th anniversary since its start. Joining us right now is our friend of many years who was the host of that show and done a lot of things in the entertainment business, our friend Bob Eubanks. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you, my friend? You're Ron. Thanks for having me on your show.
Bob, I cannot believe 55 years ago that show started. I mean, realistically, that show plays well today. That's what you call really fine wine.
Well, they're going to do it again. They're going to do Dating Game and Newlywed Game again. I offered to help them out. I offered to consult with them, and they said they didn't need my help. But I wish them all the luck in the world. I had a great time doing the show.
Don't you just love the generation of people who don't need you? I got to tell you a true story. I was at a famous nightclub here in Orlando, and it's nationwide, and I was with Dick Clark and his wife, Carrie, and they were introducing rock and roll bands, and so we were having cocktails, and the guy, the promoter, comes up, and he says, "How you doing? Everything okay?" And Dick said, "Yeah, everything's good." He said, "Do you want me to go on stage and introduce anybody?" And he says, "No, I'll do it myself." And the guy walked away, and he said, "I've never had that happen to me before."
You're in Orlando.
Yes.
What? Last time I was in Orlando, I was staying at a hotel, and this girl kept knocking on my door and banging on my door all night. I finally had to get up and let her out.
Okay, rim shot. Okay, good. Let's do it. We'll dub that in later.
I'm only kidding.
Good line. I'm going to have to remember that. You know, I don't know how many people know this. Of course, I do because I followed your career for a long time. You know, a famous disc jockey in the West Coast, the L.A. area. It was yourself.
Yandy out of Chicago and Casey Kasem from Detroit. Martindale from Memphis, Tennessee. And
Jim Lang.
Little twerp named Bob. From Oxnard, California.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, although being known, of course, from the host of the Newlywed Game, a tremendous show, disc jockey, but also a promoter. I mean, with country music, with the likes of Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell. And tell us the way that you got into being a concert promoter and bringing the Beatles to the Los Angeles area. I mean, I think you told me one time you mortgaged your house to do that.
Yeah, I did. You know, that in February 9th, 1964, they did the Sullivan Show, Ed Sullivan. 70 million people watched, and then they announced that they were going to tour America. And I had a young adult nightclub, no booze, called Cinnamon Cinders, and I was buying talent. So being a disc jockey and a talent buyer, I went to GAC, and I said, "I want them." And they wanted $25,000, and I was making $12,500 a year at the time. So I borrowed $25,000 on my house, and that was the first concert I ever produced, the Beatles Hollywood Bowl 1964.
That is a tough business to be in because you never know what the general public is going to do. And the better the act, the bigger the risk sometimes because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. I understand, too, that you were named one of the top five game show hosts of all time, which is a remarkable accomplishment. You know, I was reading the other day that Chuck Barris, of course, who produced that show, out of all the shows that he did, the dating game with Lang and, you know, the Gong Show and all the things he did, that this show was the most receptive to the viewing audience, made the most money, and the most successful.
Yeah, it was. He always preferred the dating game because, you know, he liked that show better. But Newlywed Game did a lot for Chuck and a lot for me. He was a good guy.
Oh, we lost him way too soon. He was a unique individual. Tell us about this book. It's in the book.
It's a book that's been out a while, but I got to tell you, I'm writing another one right now that I'm really proud of called Short Stories About Big People. You can mention anybody probably in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s, and I've got a story for you. I'll give you an example. I went over to Buddy Hackett's house one night, and when I got there, Cary Grant was there, and he said, I have to sit next to you at dinner time. I said, why? He says, well, Barbara and I watch the Newlywed Game every night. I said, Cary Grant watches the Newlywed Game? He says, we're a real couple. I said, what do you mean you're a real couple? He said, we only have one toothbrush.
Great line. Great line. Unbelievable. I didn't know this about you, Bob. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Bob Eubanks. I didn't realize that you were in the rodeo world for a while, got hurt, had both hips replaced, back surgery, a really difficult era in your career. That's how you came up with this invention of the 60-up.
Yeah, you know, I was having so much trouble. I was walking bent over, and I was falling down a lot. It was really ugly, Ron. And so my son's soccer coach, Dan Metcalf, invited me over to his house to work out. And during the next month or so, he invented the 60-up balance board system. And I can look anybody in the eye and tell them that it changed my life. I'm walking upright. I'm playing golf again. I can put my pants on without and standing up. You know, it's just amazing. And, you know, balance is the number one cause for seniors. I just want to help people. And that's what the 60-up board system gives me the opportunity to do. I read an article the other day, which this blew me away, that if you have good balance, you can increase your life expectancy. Just wonderful.
Well, you know, you and I talked about that once before, because I think a lot of times people, as they grow a little bit older, they tend to lose their balance, fall, and that's where they have the broken hips and everything, and they go into all kinds of situations. And I give you a lot of credit for doing it.
I promise you. God, will it change your life.
And for an extra $20, Bob will deliver it and have dinner at your home. He told me that. He said that's a limited time offer, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but you're going to sit in for me at first, though, right?
Yeah, I guess that was the deal we pulled off. That's exactly right. You know, last time we talked, Bob, we both agreed on the fact that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has not really put all the people in there that deserve to be in there. And I had mentioned to you, I thought you should be in there and start a campaign to get that happening, because there's a lot of different titles and a lot of different styles of not only music but promoters that are in there, and you should be part of that.
You know, I did every major rock and roll act, I guess. I did Rolling Stones for 2 years, Dylan, yes, every major act I produced, and that's very nice for you to say that. I would be very honored to be part of that.
Well, you should be. Well, Bob, time is never on our side when it comes to talking with you. I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy schedule, but please don't be a stranger, okay, in the coming months. Come back anytime you want.
And please, if we do, your listeners, if they would go to 60up.com. That's the number 60up.com. It'd make a great Father's Day gift.
We will absolutely keep telling people to do just that, Robert. Great.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for all the great years you spent on TV and entertaining us, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. 55th anniversary of the Newlywed Game this year. Can you believe that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I live my life like a campfire song.
country sounds like to you all. I guess I ain't country at all.
I really like that song. I really do. And it's the latest effort by our next guest, who's really hot these days in the country field. Joining us right now is from the Scooter Braun Band. Scooter Braun, how you doing, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Just enjoying a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee.
You're lucky. It's a great place to be, too. I, first of all, want to start off, thank you for your service. You spent 4 years, 3 months, two tours overseas, one tour of combat in Iraq with the United States Marine Corps. Thank you for your service, Scooter.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure, and Semper Fi to any of the Marines out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. My partner was Ed McMahon, and boy, he hollered at me one time, and he said, don't ever refer to a Marine as retired. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So I kept
that. Absolutely.
Hey, I love this new song you have, Country at All. You know, I didn't realize that we had a couple of mutual friends, the late Charlie Daniels, who was fantastic, mm-hmm. and Travis Tritt, who you worked with both of them.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Charlie, he was a mentor of mine for about 4 or 5 years. One of the best dudes in the business to learn from, not Absolutely. Just in music, but just as a human being. I'm so grateful for Charlie and the whole Charlie Daniels band camp, treated us like family. And then Travis Tritt, just what an amazing artist, singer, dude, family man. Love Travis and his entire family, so yeah.
Tell us about the way that you traded in some guns for guitars, because a lot of times they'd say that the country industry might be a little bit easier to break into. I don't think that has been the case in the past 25 years. That's just as tough as rock, pop, or any other type of music out there. I mean, you got a lot of competition, and a lot of good competition, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually learned how to play my guitar while I was in the Marine Corps. I didn't really do music beforehand, and I joined the Marine Corps thinking, like, all right, I'm going to be a lifer. I'm going to do 20 years and retire, and then music just got in my blood. And so, you know, I became a Marine, and then I was in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. So you go to combat as a Marine, and I kind of felt like I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish in that life goal. And I was like, I wonder if I can do anything with this music stuff. So I literally decided at the last minute to not take my reenlistment package and get out of the Marine Corps to pursue music.
I'm glad that you served, but I'm glad that you decided to go into music because you're very talented and good at what you do. I understand that another member of the band, Matt Bledsoe, who of course is the drummer, served in the Army too. So you got a couple of veterans in there, and that you support a lot of organizations like Base Camp 40, Warriors in the Wild, Lone Survivor Foundation. I mean, you really remember your roots and the importance of the military, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's for me, it's a way for me to still feel like I'm serving in some form or fashion. I love being around my brothers and sisters that wore a uniform and that continue to wear a uniform, and anything I can do to continue that support and pass on any bit of knowledge that I have to them, the future, I'm all about it.
Scooter, you mentioned the fact that you know how to play guitar until you got in the Marines and that you were going to be a lifer. So you didn't have this ambition to be in music growing up and in high school and so on and so forth?
No, I never really thought about it at all.
Oh,
I
really?
Wasn't really a part of it in any form or fashion. I feel like it found me.
Rather unusual, because usually I kind of get the bug early and then you never get rid of it. It's like a growth that they can't find. But that's interesting because you have come such a long way in such a short period of time. Being named by Rolling Stone as one of the 10 new country artists, pretty good endorsement there, my friend.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty awesome. I have pinch me moments all the time as far as, like, you know, when Charlie sang on one of our songs and
wow.
The first time playing at the Grand Ole Opry and meeting guys like Travis Tritt and becoming friends with them and Randy Travis and so many people. And I love music and I love traveling and seeing the world with music. And I'm just, every morning I get to do it, I'm grateful for it.
Tell us about this special Bourbon Signature series that you have now.
Yeah, I teamed up with actually another fellow Marine who owns America Bourbon. We were just like, you know what, we should do a signature label. And I've always kind of been the back of my mind was always like, it'd be kind of cool to do my own whiskey one day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like a small stepping stone of getting my name on a label and promoting it. And we've had a really great time doing it. And I think we'll probably, you might be seeing something a little bit more permanent here in the future. We'll see.
That's great. Now, during these troubled times of COVID, I'm certain that you're not probably traveling a whole lot, are you?
No. Musically, we've been pretty shut down this entire year.
Yeah.
The national level is touring has definitely taken a big hit this year. But I don't think that we'll be back to in kind of normalcy touring-wise, really, until I really think this time next year. But I think it'll start picking up the second half of this year.
Well, I hope so. What do you like better, recording or the live performances?
The recorded experience and there's the live experience. And it
right.
doesn't have to necessarily be the same exact thing.
Right.
And I kind of like it that way.
Yeah.
When we play live, I swear, it's nothing's the same from one night to the next.
Yeah.
We like to feel the music. We want to genuinely love what we're doing on stage and it not be a rehearsed thing that we have to do the same thing in and out every night. We just truly love the art of music. I'm a big fan of music from especially like the 60s and 70s. A lot of the rock and roll stuff like, you know, the Stones and Led Zeppelin
sure.
and Skinner and... You know, and of course Waylon and all the country guys, and there's something about that music that just was it was alive and living, and I just kind of want that myself.
Well, you know, when you listen to your music, you can see that there's a blend there between country and rock, and it's a very
mm-hmm.
unique blend that you match it well. There's no doubt about that. And as I mentioned earlier, though, in touring, there's one set of excitement, and that's the live audience. In the studio, it's a more, I guess, controlled situation, but sometimes it's not as much fun because that audience reaction really has a lot to do with how you feel at that time and how much you put into it. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why you do it. That's why we, all of us that perform live, we do it to see the smile on people's faces
right.
or, you know, any kind of emotional reaction on their faces on whatever song that you're doing. And, I think it's really cool to be a part of somebody's escape from their reality. You know, the boss is yelling at you all week and the kids are driving you crazy or whatever the case may be. We're that outlet for them for that 90-minute show. I love being that.
And the other nice part about it, it's instant gratification. You go into a recording studio, you don't know for several months if what you're doing is a hit. When you're doing it on stage, you know good, bad, or indifferent how it's going to go over in about 3 seconds.
Well, yeah, and then also, you know, the recording process is, it's almost never done either. Like, you've almost just got to make yourself stop because, you know, we overthink things a little too often. And let's add this here. Let's turn this up. Let's turn it down. No, I mean... You can work on the same thing for a year and never be done with it, so you've got to know when to stop.
That's why I like to listen to a lot of recorded live albums, because mm-hmm. you get that sense of excitement, and you can be a little bit less critical of it because you know it's on the fly. Hey, Scooter, I wish you an enormous amount of success, and do me a favor, okay? Please come back and join us again when you got new stuff and when you start a tour again so we can talk about it. Tell Travis I said hi, and really, I mean it. I would love to have you back. I'm a big fan of what you do now, and I want to, you know, expose as much as we can to this great sound that you have, and Country at All is really a good song.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on. It's good to feel like I'm actually doing music business stuff again, you know, so I appreciate you letting me get on here and talk about what's going on, and I definitely will be back.
Take me up on my offer. You can talk music business anytime with us. We'd love to have you. Scooter Braun Band. Scooter Braun's been our guest. The new song he has right now is Country at All, and you can check out what he's doing if you go to his website, scooterbrownband.com. Scooter, thanks for joining us. Look forward to your return, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago.
It had to be several months, maybe years ago.
And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show, and geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down about over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it, and I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, you've got to publish this. And a week or so ago, it was published, much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book, okay?
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure being the talented actor that you are, you recognize immediately, this should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, when I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, I'm going to retire from crime. But they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business. And they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with this role that the British police actually say, well, you know what? We need you in underground because you play this role so well. And all the guy wants to do is be an actor. He just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. Now he's wrapped up. And I think it's a great premise, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things that you have done. And it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal. He was the cor anglais player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theater, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, right, get on with it.
Get on with it. That's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Brown.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And as they say, you know, talent skips a generation, and it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine. And after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that. To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great, big, long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
I think it's in bookstores across the country, certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the Internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh!
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was several years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
It took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum. And remember this theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Ice-T, Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game, Scooter Brown of the Scooter Brown Band. As I mentioned, Scooter Brown was honored recently at the Rocky Mountain Country Music Awards show. I also want to thank David McCullum. Next hour, what a great musician. Our friend Kenny G will be on the show. Frankie Avalon will be talking about getting back to sailing again on the big ships with a rock and roll cruise. It's going to be a great, great time. Actor Hal Linden and Captain Ron Nielsen talking about his book regarding the fear of flying. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.